Hey, greetings. This is the AMSOIL Dealer Podcast with Michael Sparks, Regency Direct Jobber and AMSOIL Dealer since 2000. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 3, done in our podcast format. Prior to this, we hosted a Monday night AMSOIL Dealer Training Call that we recorded and posted on our dealer training website. You just go to lube-direct.com and then click on the training site link. There's over 200 calls there for you to listen to. And a lot of great information, interviews, and talking about building your business and everything. I've had a lot of great feedback from that. But last couple months, we started up a podcast type of show that I get to record when I want, where I want, and talk about what I want. So it's actually today is Sunday, and it is the 26th of August. So we're almost at the end of the August business for AMSOIL. Hopefully you had a good month, but working on Sunday. I do these when I feel like it, and today I've been working on what I wanted to talk about for the show for the last couple days, and it just happens to be I'm going to do the show on Sunday. So this week's program, we're going to talk about the AMSOIL Dealer Magazine a little bit, and social media. We're going to talk a little bit about social media, then your website, and then sponsoring. So, folks, you know, AMSOIL doesn't make the dealer magazine just because. It's designed for you, the dealer, to get something educational and actionable every single month to propel your business forward. There's a lot of great employees at AMSOIL to make this magazine happen. And it's been going on for years and years and years. It used to be called, way back in the day, it used to be called Direct Line. And it was only just like a couple page pamphlet. And then they made an actual magazine out of it, which they called the Action News. And it was called that forever. It's taken us forever to remember to call it just the AMSOIL Magazine. And then over the years, there's some of these articles that have been in this magazine have helped me propel my business forward, and I've actually used them to get new customers. I've learned about lubrication and filtration with the articles that are in there, as well as being inspired by those in the back of the magazine that are the leaders in our dealer network. So there's a lot of value to these magazines. I actually get 3 magazines that delivered to my house. I've got a couple AMSOIL dealer ZO numbers, and then my daughter is a dealer. And so I use the magazines. I send them out to prospects or people that are brand new or people that I want to be an AMSOIL dealer. I send them one of my magazines or give them one of my magazines. And then I always keep one as an archived copy. But you can get the dealer magazines in the dealer zone. If you're an AMSOIL dealer, just log in and then click on literature. And then publications, and you can go back, I don't know how many years, 10 years or so on the dealer magazines. Lots of good information in there. Some of it's obviously not relevant because we have product changes and whatnot, but there's a lot of great information in there. So I'm going to go through it really quick this month. This is the August 2018 AMSOIL Dealer Magazine, and I'm just going to, it's always in the same format. So you get the first, open your page, and there's some kind of tool that you can use to help propel your business. And this one here is the Dealer Toolbox, Pro Tips to Grow Your AMSOIL Business. ZO equals a powerful addition to your Dealer Toolbox. Listen, folks, if you're on the internet and you're doing business on the internet, learning how to use AMSOIL dealer transferring links to AMSOIL.com so that your dealer number shows up is very important. If you're forwarding or sending people to AMSOIL.com, you're missing out because those customers that they purchase products from are going to get signed to another dealer. So you want to learn how to use the ZO transferring links, and it explains how to do that in there and why do it. Potential customers and dealers directly relevant to product info, program applications, and more in one easy click. Your dealer number would be linked, and when they visit any page on AMSOIL.com and up to 30 days, that means you'll get credit for them when they make purchases or submit applications. This is how the internet works. It stores a cookie on your computer. Somebody clicks on your link and then that you put out there. And then they might go back within the next 30 days and you'll actually get credit for that. On the downside of that is if they clicked on somebody else's link and you're talking to somebody, beware that they might still be assigned to that other customer. So you have to follow up. And this recently happened to me. And luckily, the person that I sent the link to asked me and I followed up, and then I was able to, that customer is actually assigned to another dealer, but because it was in just a couple of days of when they got registered, I was able to get that switch because I'd been working with them actually since January of this year. So that's on the first page. And then the next page is always the what's contained, you know, the table of contents. It's great there. And then from the president. And this is the words. It's always been from the president, or it used to be from Mr. Amatuzio, Al Amatuzio. And then it was the co-presidents writing information about the company and their thoughts and what they see going on in the company. And now it's from Alan Amatuzio, who's the current president and CEO of AMSOIL. And there's some powerful information in here. He talked a little bit about the convention and the events that happened at the convention. But then one thing that Alan wrote in there, he said, really the best part of the convention is the fellowship. Interacting with people from all over North America who share similar interests and experiences. Hearing success stories and feeling the overall positivity was energizing. It's refreshing to be around so much passion. It's contagious. And I would have to agree with Alan on this, that it is, you come to the AMSOIL convention, it's the little side conversations and meeting dealers from across the country and whatnot. I really get a lot out of that. So, and then there's another thing of information that he puts in here. He said there was one unanswered question, however, that came up a handful of times. Many dealers wanted to know who owns AMSOIL Inc. now. And Alan says, the situation was complex after Al Amatuzio's passing, so it was difficult to explain. But I'm proud to announce that as of July 1st, 2018, I am the sole owner of AMSOIL Inc., and I'm looking forward to growing this company with you in the years ahead. Folks, this is super important. We've got the son of Al Amatuzio is at the helm, and he's the sole owner of AMSOIL Inc. And he has grown up in this business. While he might not be the founder, he was there at the very beginning. He's actually was born right around 1972. So I think he's, 68 to 72, somewhere in there. He's around my age. He's in his late 40s. So we've got a long, and you think about this. Now, this company has started in 1972 from the ground up with Al Amatuzio, and he was probably in his 50s. Where can this company go with somebody at the helm that is so involved and so smart and so ready to propel AMSOIL into the future? You think about this. Somebody in their 50s, that's their prime years. And Alan, I think, will be able to take this in the next 30 or 40 years. Now, that'll be, you know, we're at the 45th convention just happening. So if we do, 50 more years, that'll be 95 years of the company. And so this would be pretty awesome. And I think the best is yet to come. So hope you're along with me on this. It's going to be a great ride, I can tell you that. How about this? These new market catalogs. I don't know if you've seen these. And if you have them, I hope you have. They're about the size of the G100 catalog, which is the retail catalog that you can hand out to individuals and put your ZO number, your dealer number on the back, your contact information on the back, and give that out. So the G100 is the original. It's a 6 by 8, 9 little small catalog that you can carry around everywhere. But they've made specific ones now for different industries and different programs. And I think everybody should have a few of these with them at all times. Put one in every vehicle that you own, a couple of them, and be ready to hand them out. Somebody asked you about AMSOIL. So there's one that's for professionals. It's a G3469. And it's great for contractors, fleets, over-the-road truckers, heavy-duty off-road equipment operators, farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and more. It shows the wholesale cost for that anybody that would qualify for a commercial account would be able to get. Next is the retail program catalog. That's a G3520. And in Canada, that's a G3521. So there's different catalogs. The pricing's different. So the professionals one was G3469 for US and G3474 for Canada. And then the retail program catalog. This is retail on the shelf or installers. Anybody that has a shop or a retail business that would sell products on the shelf. So who's it for? Current and prospective retail accounts. This would be independent mechanics, quick lubes, transmission shops, tire shops, hardware stores, automotive parts stores, power sports dealers. It shows the wholesale cost plus the MSRP. And having these, if you're going to, you know, take a day and go around, talk to shops, this is a great thing to leave for shop owners. It's easy to see the products, easy for them to see what the pricing is and whatnot, and it shows the MSRP. I always let them know that this is just the suggestion. They can charge any price that they want or any price that they can get. So many of my shops charge more than what the MSRP is. So just be aware of that. The next catalog is the G3549. The G3549 for US and G3550 for Canada. This is the automotive catalog. It's primarily for targeted towards PCs and online catalog customers. And so it's kind of like the G100, but it's designed for automotive and auto enthusiasts, turbo diesel enthusiasts, DIYers, that's do-it-yourselfers, classic car lovers, and European car owners. It shows the online catalog price plus the PC price. So AMSOIL really, while we love getting retail commission on our products, what we sell, many dealers sell it for retail. The best program for anybody that's buying any kind of quantity of AMSOIL is the PC program. And I always tell people it works like Sam's Club or Costco. You pay a small fee and you get discounted pricing. And currently, it's $10 for 6 months for a trial membership and then $20 a year. If you sign up for the auto renew on that, it's $16 a year. So normally what I do is I tell them, hey, look, it's $10 for 6 months. Sign up right now today. You get the products at discounted 25% off. And then when you go to renew, just get on the auto renew and you're paying $16 a year. That's US and whatever it is in Canada, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's $16 on the auto renew, and you get all your products delivered to your door, and anything over $100, free shipping. So great program. Last one is the Power Sports and Racing Catalog. That's a G3511 for US and G3512 for Canada. Who's it for? It's for current and prospective PCs and online catalog customers, and it is targeted towards motorcycle owners, ATV, UTV enthusiasts, boaters, anglers, snowmobilers, dirt bike riders, and racers. And it shows the online catalog price and the PC price. So the automotive catalog and the power sports racing, they broke out all of the products, so it's targeting one market. So if you're primarily at car shows, whatnot, the automotive catalog would be for you. If you're going to motorcycle shows or racing, going to dirt bike events and whatnot, then you'll want to look at the Power Sports and Racing catalog. So that's a great, these market catalogs are great. They're well received. I have given out some of those already, and I plan to keep these on hand for my business when I go talk to people about it. And the G100 is still available. So that's the G100 is available, and it is the retail catalog that you can hand out. Usually after that in the magazine is letters to the editor. Some of these are okay, and some of them are not always like, what is this person thinking, you know? But one thing I did like was the Sabre Professional. Why are the single-serving Sabre Professional packets 1.5 ounces and not 1.3 ounces? I've never thought to ask the question, but I've always like, you know, well, if you know anything about numbers, to be 100 to 1, so that's 100 ounces to a gallon of gasoline, and there's 128 ounces in a gallon of gasoline. So 1.28 ounces would be 100 to 1. And he's asked, well, how come it's not the little packets are 1.5 ounces and not 1.3 ounces? And there's confusions on that. So Amsel said, thank you for your question. Although the mix 101 requires 1.3 ounces for a gallon of gas, our 1.5 Sabre pillow packs allow a little margin for those who fail to squeeze out every drop. Those who manage to squeeze out every drop will have an 80 to 1 ratio, which still delivers low smoke, low odor, and excellent protection. For mixing larger quantities of gas, we offer several other package sizes that easily pair with various size gas cans. What I tell people is like, you know, this thing, you don't have to be, this mix ratio, 100 to 1, is still conservative. You can mix it at 100 to 1 and know that you're still getting the best protection on your small engine two-cycle equipment because it's actually been tested at 300 to 1. But, you know, some people, they want to make sure and whatnot, so they put a little buffer in there. So if you've got the little packets, just say, hey, squeeze it in there, you know, get as much as you can, but you don't have to, you know, stick your finger down in it and you know, wipe the inside of the packet like you would like a peanut butter jar or something, you know. It's just squeeze it in there. You don't worry about it. You're still getting optimum protection. So and then we always get a letter or a article from a technical product manager. And this one is from Len Groom. And talking about Harleys and V-twins and really any motorcycle and high temperatures. I actually use this article to write a blog post on my website that I posted a couple of weeks ago, or a week or so ago. As soon as I got the magazine, actually, I posted it. And it's great because it talks about high temperatures and protecting V-twin motorcycles. And it really gave some good technical information in there on the higher the temperature goes of the oil, the thinner it becomes. And some oils, because they don't have enough protection built into them, they can actually stop the oil pressure will go to zero because there's not enough tension in the oil to prevent the oil pressure to stay at the regular amount that's required. So it's a great article. You know, read those technical articles. They're really good. Again, they're talking about the new Severe Gear packs, Easy Pack. This thing, if you're not out there telling people about it, everybody that I've talked to says it's a great idea. Works great, and yes, it's out and available. Make sure you order some. Show people about it. Commercial account program, that's new. If you haven't read or learned about the new commercial program, that's available in the magazine. Learn it. Go over that thoroughly. There's also some kits available, the G1007. Those have all been updated for the new commercial kit. Let's see here. Signature Series motor oil protects engines from low speed pre-ignition. If you don't know what LSPI is, you should. This is a problem with all these new cars that are coming out there. And then one thing that I've always liked about the Amsel Dealer Magazine is recognition of people that have worked hard and earned higher levels of recognition in it. They talk about the Hall of Fame. A couple of direct jobbers were inducted into the Hall of Fame, and that would be Pat Grady and then Jordan Shirley Douglas. This people that have been in the company for a long time. 1970, let's see, were involved in another MLM company at the time, worked together over cups of coffee. convinced Amatuzio to sell through independent dealers on January. Okay, blah, blah, blah. But anyhow, these guys have been dealers for a long, long time. So, and then Jordan Shirley Douglas, they've been dealers since 1981, and they have been very successful at it. The next page is all of the top-level dealers, and, you know, what does it take to be in here? It takes hard work, but it's not something anybody can do this. Anybody can do this business, and that's what just shows you that, hey, if I work hard at my business, I put enough time in, I can become successful like these other people have. And then monthly leaders talks about the next level, going from, you know, dealer to direct jobber, and then account direct and higher levels of recognition, and center lines and updates. And then the last page of the dealer magazine is always going to be directed towards something that you can do to build your business. It might be a successful quote from one of the sales managers. It might be, this is Jamie Procknell talking about the commercial program again, and just go over that. It's great. So the Dealer Magazine, again, these things are invaluable. There's so much information. I think everybody should, you know, get this, read it several times, you know, share it with other people. Don't keep it a secret. If there's articles in there that you think are wonderful, share them with your customers and clients. And that might be, targeted towards a dealer for education, but those articles are also available. You know, print out just the one page. It talks about the LSPI and show that to maybe one of your shops. They don't probably even know about what LSPI is. So, yeah. So how many new customers are you adding to your business every month? My goal, they're not big audacious hairy goals, but my goal has always been consistently to hit double digits of new customers every month. That's a 30-day period, and it's really easy to find that goal because you can go into your new customer report, and as long as you always have 10 or more in there over a 30-day rolling period, my goal is right there. I can see it. I was like, okay, if I've got 8, that means I got to go out and get a couple more customers. And of course, we like to have more than 10. We want to have 15 or 20. Sometimes when I do shows, I have more than 20, 30, 40 new customers that I've added to the business. That doesn't mean they're all ordering, of course, but adding new customers, obviously not all of them are going to order every single month. That's just how it is. But having a goal, double digits a day, keep the commissions on their way. That's a Todd Falcone thing. And that's contacting people double digits a day. Well, if you contact a double-digit amount of people, at 10 or more people a day, you're going to maybe get one or two. And, you know, if you do that on a regular basis, you're going to build your business. And it rings true. I tell everybody all the time, just keep adding 10 new customers a month, you know, and that's 120 new customers a year. And actually, the average direct jobber has less than 100 buying customers. So it's all it takes, folks. 120 customers first year, keep adding on to that, the business builds. Social media. I talk a little bit about social media here today. Many people are using it. Some are using it effectively. Some are not using it correctly. And some don't like social media, but that's okay. Facebook, you know, there's so much on Facebook, and it can be a time suck. But if you enjoy, you know, connecting with other people and helping them in ways, especially with their lubrication and AMSOIL and all that stuff, it's a great place. And face it, folks, there's a lot of people. It's the number one social media, social site in the world. And, you know, yeah, you have to swim through a lot of, you know, political garbage and all that stuff. And you can block some of that stuff. You can, you know, unfollow people that's all they do is post political or religious or whatever, you know, that just you don't want to see. You can do that. But really, if you interact with people, there's a couple different ways to use Facebook. Number one is a business page, and this can be used for paid advertising and promoting your business. So that's your business page is about your business, AMSOIL, you know, independent AMSOIL dealer, We have a business page, amsoillubedirect.com. That's my business. And so we have a page, and every article that I post on that. And I new products and whatnot. And it may not get as much traction, but it's a place. And people that like that page are expecting to see something about your business. So that's a great place to put business-related information. Then you have an individual page. That's your personal profile. It's not designed to be selling products. It's used to interact with friends and acquaintances and meeting new people. And it's not for specifically for advertising your business. If that's all you're doing on your personal page, you're really just wasting your time because people don't want to see that on there. They want to see that you're a real person. They want to see life events. They want to, they want you to interact with them. And the more you do that and then sprinkle in your business page, you know, maybe you post an article or a new product and then you share it to your individual page. That's okay, but don't do it. That's all, you know, I've known some dealers. That's all they do is post AMSOIL on their personal page and nothing personal. Guess what? They don't have very many friends. They don't get much business from it and then they're sad. So learn how to use Facebook correctly. An individual page is used for interacting with people as a real person, just like you would in real life. If every time you walk up to somebody, you talk AMSOIL to them, guarantee it, they're going to see you and they're going to go running. Because they don't want to be sold every time you're talking to them. But if you wear an AMSOIL shirt and you talk about life and go out, your friends, and you're hanging around and whatever, eventually they're going to ask you, what's this AMSOIL you're always wearing? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about it, you know, because that's attracting to them, not being sold. People don't want to be sold. They want to learn about something and then ask questions. So groups. There's a new way. Groups have been around on Facebook for a long, long time. And if you went to the convention, Todd Falcone talked a little bit about joining groups of like-minded people. This could be automotive, motorcycle, boating, local groups, what have you. And you have to do this correctly. You can't just go on there and spam people with AMSOIL. But you go and join a group because you're an enthusiast just like they are. And eventually, they're going to find out that you sell AMSOIL, that maybe people have questions about lubrication that you could talk, or maybe there's problems with certain types of cars or you know, whatever you're into. I used to be into Volkswagen turbo diesel, TDIs, and I was on TDI forum, but I didn't go on there and just spam AMSOIL. People had problems or questions, I'd answer that, and then they eventually found out that I sold AMSOIL, and I sold customers on the TDI forum a long, long time ago. I don't have a TDI anymore, and so I'm not on that. But you can also create your own group and invite people. And I would do this via private message. Don't just add people because they don't like to be added to groups. It makes them crazy, and it makes me crazy. But you could start your own group talking about business success. Or you could start a group talking about lubrication fundamentals. You could talk, how to be a more successful lawn care company and give tips and tricks on how to do that. So you can start your own group. And this is kind of a new trend because the way way Facebook does their logarithm, the business pages don't get as much traction as they used to. Facebook wants you to actually pay to get advertising on that. But you can still use that that business page. But groups, if you have people in a group, they actually see everything that you post on that. And there's more interaction and everything. So using groups, and you can Google maybe, hey, how to use Facebook groups correctly or something like that. You'll have some good information, show you how to do that. I have a group, an AMSOIL dealer group that's just for my team. If you're listening to this and you're a dealer, you have to be on our team to join it. But it's a private Facebook group, and we help each other be more successful. And so there's a couple hundred dealers on there that interact and learn more about the success of the AMSOIL business. But you can do a group for anything, whether it's product related or educational or what have you. Next up is LinkedIn. And I think LinkedIn is a great place for anybody that's a professional business. Obviously, we're in AMSOIL business, so we're professionals.
And it's great for farming for commercial accounts. There's a lot of people that are fleet owners, business owners, or what have you, that you could connect up with. So LinkedIn, that's a great place. And one thing about, I notice a lot of people that have LinkedIn profiles, they don't have a great detailed description of what they can do and what they offer. Yes, you're an AMSL dealer. Yeah, who cares? That nobody, most people don't even know what AMSL is. But like on my profile for LinkedIn, you know, I say, hey, look, I help with lubrication and I can help with filtration. And I'll pull it up real quick and I'll kind of tell a little bit about it. So I tell people I'm an Army veteran. That's, people want to do business with veterans, and I'm an entrepreneur and AMSL direct jobber. So that's in my main heading. And then on the my AMSOIL, it says Lube Direct, AMSOIL Inc., a 45-year synthetic lubricant and filtration manufacturer. We're building nationwide sales force that helps customers realize the benefits of AMSOIL products. The sales force has provided top-notch training and leadership by our team. And so my specialty, I always put my specialty on there. Overall cost analysis, equipment downtime savings, oil analysis, interpretation and recommendation, team leadership and training, business opportunity, recruiting and mentorship. So that's for my AMSOIL on there. So you can create your own profile and tell people what your specialty is. You know, maybe you have a heavy equipment experience and you know all the ins and out of that, or maybe you know how a lot about engines and you can help people maximize their engines and how long you can go in between your oil changes and reducing wear and better fuel economy and whatnot. So, but fill out your profile if you've got LinkedIn. Make sure you have it completely filled out in a professional manner. Twitter, that's a, I don't use Twitter a lot. I have Twitter, but I don't use it. I know some people, it's mostly, it's all Donald Trump stuff. No, I don't know. I do have it on there and I use it some, and I mostly, post to it when I do a new blog post, I'll share it on Twitter. Yeah, I probably don't use Twitter effectively, and there's probably ways to do that, but I don't. Same thing with Instagram. That's all about photos and video. You can put on there, and a lot of young people know how to use this stuff. Maybe some older people do too, but Instagram is great for getting new dealers and PCs. And you got to have a niche if you're using Instagram. If you're into you know, diesel trucks or whatever, and you have a whole thing on your Instagram about, you know, diesel trucks and whatnot, and then you get a lot of followers, and then you sprinkle in some AMSOIL advertising. Don't just, you know, post AMSOIL 24/7 because it turns people off. You know, you want to have your niche, and then you want to sprinkle in what you do in between time. So, so that's talking about social media. There's other ones out there, but those are the top ones that I know about. I guess if you want to talk social media, YouTube is like the number two searched platform. And I don't see very many AMSOIL dealers actually using YouTube. And, you know, I'm guilty of it, so I'm talking to myself on this. But YouTube has tremendous opportunity, especially if you're educating people. People go to YouTube to learn how to do something. Some people go just for entertainment purposes because there's a lot of things on there entertaining. But many people, I learned how to change out the bearing on my dryer by using YouTube. I've done a lot of things that I didn't know how to do by just going to YouTube and figuring it out by somebody that made a video of it. It was amazing. So if you're going to use YouTube, I think, you know, using it towards AMSOIL, you know, how do you do an oil change on a piece of equipment that you might own? And you can video record that. A dealer in our team has done that with some great success, especially with the bypass filtration, put a bypass filter on, installed it, and has sold quite a few. I think first he had a Ford Power Stroke got a bunch of customers from that, and now he's got a Dodge Ram 2500 with a Cummins in it. It's all a bypass filter, shows how to do oil changes, and he gets customers from YouTube. So, let's see here. What time are we at on our thing? All right, 35 minutes. Great. We're going to go a little long on this one today, I guess, folks. Hope you enjoy it. But talking about websites, I posted on the AMSOIL dealer forum. I thought I'd want to share with that. Some people wonder how I do my website. So I'm going to say here, back in 2008, I had a desire to go to Web 2.0. Prior to that, my website was what they call a static HTML. And that's where you had to actually program each individual page. It was very time consuming, and it didn't look very well. It didn't look like a new modern site. And I said, I need to change this. And my old web page had about 7 to 10 pages because it took so long to make a new page. And I knew that a blog style website was the way to go. So I purchased WordPress for Dummies and began to read it. And actually, over a week when I broke my toe and I couldn't move around, I read that book and I learned how to create my own website with WordPress. I already had my domain name, which was lube-direct.com. That's my website. So I was able to load the WordPress platform and make it live. Also, during my research, I knew it made sense to go with a premium theme so that it was actually SEO already built into it, which is search engine optimized. And I ended up choosing Genesis Framework, and that's put out by StudioPress.com. You can go on there and see some of the themes. So this is already like out of the box, ready to go. Wasn't like customized at all. And my site, you know, it wasn't the most attractive. It was just had an AMSOIL logo at the top, header. But what I did is I concentrated on adding content. After that, I began adding content. I now have about 247 pages of content on that one site alone, and I run two other WordPress sites for our AMSOIL business, which is the dealer training website and the directory site, which brings a total of indexed pages found in Google to 1,250 pages. I have 1,250 pages under my domain that are indexed on Google that you can find that link back to me or somebody in our groups. And obviously the directory website is dealers on our team, and our retail on the shelf accounts can be listed on there for free. It doesn't link back to me at all. It links to that dealer or that account. And that's a lot of SEO. So I try to add 2 to 3 blog posts a month. Some months I do that, and some months I don't do any. That's kind of how it is. But I'm constantly adding fresh content to my website. But you have to realize that articles that I created back in 2011, they're still available on that website, and they're still relevant today, and people click on them, and I get business from something I did one time back in 2011, and I continue to get business on that. It's a whole lot better than just doing most people. All I do is social media. Well, you post something on social media, as soon as it gets out of the main feed, out of the first day of feed, it's nobody finds it ever again. It's gone forever. I create a page on my website. It's working for me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and people can buy, click through, buy AMSOIL products, and now I get a new customer. That's how I'm getting 10 or more customers per month. I'm not actually going out getting 10 customers. I'm working the internet. I do go out, stop, and visit and talk to people on AMSOIL, of course, but I'm getting a lot of traction online because I have a great website. So moral of the story, have a website that works for you. And there's two things. It either takes work on your part, or it takes money that you pay somebody to do it. And I'm one of those guys. Hey, I'll figure out how to do it. If you don't want to be that guy, consider investing a few $100. You can, you can even do the AMSOIL Empower Kit website. And this is kind of a public service announcement. If you don't want to mess with having a website or understanding this, you can get the ones that are put out by AMSOIL. It's called Empower Kit. You can go in the dealer zone and click on, learn all about those. The basic one is $30. That's a one-page website. So I said back in the day of HTML, I had 7 to 10 pages on my site. This is a one page. And now I have, on my AMSOIL, just AMSOIL product page, 247 and a total of 1,250 pages. The more pages your website has, the more traction it gets on Google, because the broader your website, the more it has, the more Google thinks it's important, and the more they show it in search engines. But if you're going to get one of those Empower Kit websites, at least purchase your own domain name. Because trying to have somebody write down myawesomeamsoilbusiness.shopamsoil.com, no one's ever going to write that down. They're not. It would be better to have a domain that is easy to remember and that someone could write down or get to easily. Even the one I chose way back in 2000 possesses problems that I didn't know about when I created it. I chose lube-direct.com, and that dash in there, hyphen, dash, underscore, you know, people ask, well, is that an underscore? Is it a dash? Is it a space? You know, people get all weirded out about it. So I didn't know that when I bought mine, and if I were going to do it over again, I would have choose a domain that is easy to remember, that doesn't have a hyphen in it. And if all I could do was buy the Amsoil one, my awesome Amsoil business, .shopamsoil.com, and no one would ever see that site, because I would buy the domain and then I would have that domain point to that website. You could buy a domain for like $10 a year, sometimes, or $15 or whatever. So $15 plus the $30 Empower Kit sites, you're at $50 or less a year. Folks, I spend over $30 a month on my websites, so it's a little bit more expensive to do it yourself, but it pays for itself. Just saying. Sponsoring. Last thing I'm going to talk about today is sponsoring, and I thought this was interesting because you sponsor somebody. Yeah, sure, it's great to build a team, and that's part of the business that I enjoy tremendously, is helping others and helping people become successful. But that's not all it is. You sponsor somebody, you tell them about the business, it's up to them if they're going to work the business. And so I was on the Amsoil dealer forum, and some guy posts, you know, hey, this really kills us when my wife and I see a dealer who doesn't know who their sponsor is. He says, you can find out by calling Amsoil and asking them. And when people call Amsoil to find out who their sponsor is, Amsoil should research it. And if the sponsor has had enough time to take care of this matter and hasn't, then the dealer should be awarded to somebody else. Someone who will nurture that dealer properly so he doesn't go into the business blindly. This situation drives me nuts, and there are a lot of lost dealers out there. Okay, folks, come on. You know, put our big boy pants on. So my response is, dealers are only as lost as they want to be. You can't hold the hand of each and every dealer. 100% of all dealers must be 18 to join, the same age to serve in the military, as well as vote. If a dealer wants to become successful, wants to work the business, and wants to plug into their upline, if that is even necessary, they can do it. I found that most want someone to do it for them. If they just want to get her done, then that's what they have to do. I've never talked to my sponsor, and I have passed them long ago, as well as they have passed up untold tens of thousands of dollars in commissions because, guess what, I passed them up. They didn't do anything. They didn't build the business. I passed them up the first year I got started. So in order to become successful, make success a priority and find mentor relationships with others. It might be in your upline. It might be in your group. It might not be. There's plenty of dealers. I help dealers that are not on my team. There's dealers that listen to this call that I think have gotten something out of it and able to be more successful. You don't have to wait for somebody to hold your hand. You just have to decide to do something and then go do it. And then also, you know, when you make success a priority, you find people that are successful not only in your industry, but outside your industry. Work on, you know, gaining skills of sales and relationship building and all this other stuff. I've done this. I've created relationships with people that are not even in Amsoil, but I've gotten ideas from, just like the idea for this podcast. I started the dealer training call because I listened to other network marketing leaders that did a Monday night call and said, well, that sounds like a good idea. How come nobody in Amsoil is doing that? Maybe I'll do it. And guess what? Started doing it. Now I moved on, you know, training call 2.0. We just call that a podcast. And so now I'm doing a podcast format. Moved up, moved over. We are independent AMSOIL dealers and are ultimately responsible for our success and failures in this business. Sure, it's nice to be part of a team. That's what I try to do with our group. But honestly, many of the most successful dealers on our team and in AMSOIL in general do not interact much at all. Many are doing their own thing and finding success in working the business the way that works best for them. We love to be able to help all dealers, and working with a group just makes sense. And this is why we created the AMSOIL Dealer Training website and where this podcast is hosted, as well as our private Facebook group. But even if a dealer what I'm trying to say is we like being part of a group, but it's not necessary to be successful in the business. It's just not. That's where AMSOIL, you're part of the AMSOIL family, and there's plenty of people at AMSOIL Corporate to help you. But we like being part of a group, and we like having a team, and we appreciate everybody on our team, and that's just kind of how we like it. But so being part of that group, if one dealer shares something, one story, one success, or one testimonial that another dealer could use to grow their business, then I think it's worth it. So with that, I appreciate you guys listening on this thing. I enjoy talking about the successes of my business, of our AMSOIL business, and look forward to doing more calls and talking about more success topics. If you're listening to this and you're considering becoming an AMSOIL dealer, get in touch with us. We'd love to help you. While it's not necessary to be part of a team, it's just like being part of any family. It's nice to go and be part of it. And we would love to help you get started on your journey of success. If you like these podcasts, share them with your team. I'm not here to, block anybody or anything like that, but I think it's just helpful that more information that we can share, the more successful that all AMSOIL dealers are, the more successful the company will be. And as they say, rising tide lifts all boats. So another one in the bag. Hope you all have a great week. Take care.